Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today.
All right, guys, welcome to The Lion Within Us today. I'm so excited to get into this episode. We're going to be talking about the health and our habits. And we're going to focus on Psalm 118, 24. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. And I have with me today my buddy, my friend, Mr. Adam Sheets. Adam, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. And for the Lions out there that are listening, Adam and I work together on another podcast. He's been the executive producer for probably a couple hundred episodes that we work together. So he's used to being on the other side of the mic. I'm excited to see him on this side of the mic personally, because for one, he's just, look at that face. I mean, come on. He's got a face for YouTube, so I'm excited to have him. On. So come on, man. I'm messing with you, buddy.
I know.
But we're
talking. It is a little bit weird. It is. I have a lot higher respect. It's very easy to, give you pointers and tips from what I'm seeing and say, hey, Chris, we need to try this or don't do that or say this, not that. And now I'm on this side, so it's quite odd. It's a lot more daunting. So great job.
Oh yeah. Well, it's nothing. It's all about reps, and speaking about reps, that good lead into what we're talking about today. Because I mean, we're trying to help Christian men develop good habits that are gonna really put them on the way so they can be successful. They can lead their families. They can be the spiritual leaders. And it's hard. And I know Adam and I, we're gonna be talking about morning habits and evening habits. And one question I want to throw out to the Lions to get you thinking, because you got to get thinking if you really want to start to get sharp, is do you worship at the altar of your smartphone? And I know for me, that's a tough question to ask. And it kind of hits me hard when I start thinking about that, because I had my smartphone sitting right there in front of me as I sit. And it feels kind of odd because it's not on me. I'm used to having it in my pocket, right?
Dude, same here, because when we had talked a little while ago about me coming on and doing this and talking about habits, man, I was convicted, because I was like, man, yeah, this is a good one. This is a good one. Uh-oh. Like, I haven't been doing that one.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Right.
Yeah, it was definitely eye-opening, to say the least.
It is. And I mean, you think about, smartphones haven't even been around that long, and how much we've changed in our habits as men just since that. And, so let's talk about morning habits, and let's give the listeners out there something to think about. From a standpoint of habits, we're going to break down physical, spiritual, and mental habits. And as Psalm 118, 24 tells us, that maybe we should kick it off with talking spiritual habits in the morning. One great way, if you're going to rejoice and be glad in the day that God's given you, I think you got to get into Word pretty quickly.
And I would agree. I mean, I'll say this, speaking to you prior about this off air, I'll say I've been doing it every morning leading up to this podcast. That's for sure. I was like, man, that's one that I fell away on, because I would just wake up and at the base of my stairs is my office, and I would just walk down and slide right through. Kind of, I have like an island desk, so I'd walk around, and if I saw an email, I would sit down, and before you know it, morning's gone.
Right.
Sometimes I'd accidentally skip my workout, which is obviously, we'll get there on the physical side, but it's bad, man. You know? So I just recently was like, I needed a new Bible. That was my reason of not getting rid of my phone in the morning, was like, oh, well, I got the Bible app, right?
Right.
Well, just next to that is the email app, and right next to that one is my favorite game. And
I know. That's why I'm so, that's why I'm so nervous.
The legit paper Bible now, so I can not have that thing around.
That's right, man. I mean, Satan uses those other little apps, and they screw you up so quickly. So I know it's old school, but there's something about holding the Bible in your hand, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so far as a spiritual way to get going, you know, if you're listening, you're a new Christian, and you're trying to figure this out. One thing I was talking to Adam about, how I start my day, probably have been doing that for probably 8 or 9 years now, is a proverb. So if you're reading this on the 5th day of the month, read Proverbs 5. If it's the 20th day of the month, read Proverbs 20. And the cool thing is there's 31 proverbs. So some months you won't have to go all the way through them. You know, you could catch up February. Maybe you want to catch up in February and read a few extra. But that's just, for me, has been a really good habit to just jump into the Word first thing in the morning.
Yeah, and I'll piggyback off that. You know, for those who may be much further along in their spiritual walk and they felt like they've had a great one, for me, like, I've fallen away too in terms of that daily routine, which I know I should be doing, and sometimes I fall out of that. And what's been really good is talking to you about what's your habits, you know, mm-hmm. because I didn't do the Proverbs thing, but when I heard you're doing it, I sure as heck started doing it, and it's been fun. Like, mm-hmm. hey, this is pretty sweet. It's been good.
Yeah.
It's been real good.
And I think you just got to be intentional. You just got to be intentional about that, guys. You know, make that a priority, you know, because you got today. That's all we know we get. I mean, there is no promise of tomorrow. So jump in there. Get the spiritual mind going, if you will. You know, give that time to God. Honor Him. Glorify Him. And then start working your way towards the other things you need to do to get a good start to a day. So, Adam, let's take a quick break, and then we'll jump right back into maybe some physical and mental things we can do to start our day.
Sounds good.
We are proud to be sponsored by FMG Financial Hope. They provide financial coaching support, and Lions recognize that wealth is a core area that we all want to focus on. Their coaching process gives you a trained set of eyes that will be focused on three things. First, understanding your situation. Second, providing information that is specifically tailored to help you. And third, they inject hope. Good coaches teach the fundamentals of the game, but great coaches motivate. And winning with finances is possible for everyone, and FMG Financial Hope can get you there. So if you find yourself tired of running out of money before the month ends, never getting ahead with finances, or if you're just tired of living paycheck to paycheck, FMG Financial Hope can provide the support you need to start your path towards financial freedom. Visit thelionwithin.us/FMG to learn more. Let's shift to the physical way of starting your day. So how do you get it started?
On my best days, I am not a morning person. I'll say it that way. I wouldn't say I'm like one of those that sleeps in till, you know, past 10 or whatever, but I'm not like you. For the people who don't know, I'm going to tell on you. Chris wakes up at an ungodly hour. It's not fair because by the time I wake up, Chris has already done like 4 workouts. He's already burned 1,000 plus calories, and I got to play catch up. So he's just robotic. But for me, I'll get up at like 6:30 and try and get at least a 30-minute one in. Got real big into running during COVID and enjoyed that a lot. But, you know, through our other podcasts and a lot of the guests that we are interviewing, a lot of them are like, man, I ran so much in my 30s that I ran my knees out and now I'm on a bike in my 40s. And
right.
I'm at that stage. And so I'm like, hey, before I get too far along in running, I might transition to a bike.
That's right. That's right.
Plus, it gives me something to try and compete against you with because you're on that cycle every day. So,
well, you got, you know, the thing is you got to get going, you know, and right. that's my big right. thing. Just every day, if your body's a temple and the Bible tells us that our body's a temple, we should probably put some paint on that thing and make sure we do the maintenance and keep up with it, right?
So, that's right.
Know, so, you know, guys, you have to take the responsibility. If you're a man and you're leading your family and you're trying to set the example for your kids and be there for your wife, hey, you know, you want to have your wife, you know, give you that nod every now and then. So if we gotta make sure we're doing what we're doing to stay on top of that. So let's get the sweat going. Let's get going. I do, like I said, you've already called me out. Thank you for calling me out. I do get up early, but I get up early because I have to get before the kids get up, because I'm the type of person, as the day goes, man, my drive and the nighttime is not as high to want to do, you know, workouts. So I just like to get that jump start.
I'm the same. If I don't do it in the morning, it won't happen.
Right.
I would say it's important to get moving and to get going because, you know, I've never thoroughly woken up and like, yes, I want to go on a workout. This is super exciting. I'm usually dragging. My body's screaming at me.
Right.
That first mile into the run, it's just like, why am I doing this? This is awful. Some days it's like raining and I'm like, why am I still out here?
Right.
But honestly, once you get over that first hurdle, that, you know, get over that first wall.
Yep.
Every time I come out of the workout, I'm like, I'm so glad that I did this. Like, I feel so much better. I'm ready to go. I feel pumped. A lot of times I'm thinking about things at work or problem solving, things that may be going on in personal life, just working it out in my head.
Right.
And, as well as it gets a lot of that stress out so that you can focus.
It's definitely a de-stressor. And one thing I think I need to share with some Lions out there that are listening, you know, You may not be in a position where you can start running right now, you know, and you can start jump on a bike and do your thing. You know, full disclosure, 11 years ago, I was 130 pounds heavier than I am right now. Now, I couldn't just that's a journey. You have to take it one step at a time. And you know what? Walking, that's a great way to get started. So if you're not there yet and you can't run, it's okay. Walk, you know, just do a walk every day, you know, walk a mile. Maybe start off at a half mile, you know, set little bitty goals. Then as you achieve those goals, then increment them up a little bit and up the ante. And then for me, I know finding someone to hold you accountable, you know, Adam and I, we have our watches synced. You know, I know when he finishes workout, he knows when I finish the workout. I mean, there's something about that iron sharpening iron aspect of a man knowing that another man's watching. Right. You know, that can do something for you. So I wanted to say that just because it can be daunting if you're 50, 60, 100 pounds overweight like I was to even get started. But you know what? You owe it to the Lord. I mean, your body is a temple. You got to just start making those and then celebrate those small wins because they're going to come.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. I mean, and hey, during COVID, you know, I lost 25 pounds, almost 30 now. And it wasn't necessarily because I was like, oh, man, I looked in the mirror. But it was just like, you know, my son's 9 years old now, just turned 9. It's scary. But I remember it was about 5 years ago. He and I were running, you know, playing out. And I just realized I couldn't keep up with him. Mm-hmm. Like, I was huffing it. I couldn't play soccer. Like he was just kind of getting into like learning all that stuff. And I was like, I gotta change this. This is not okay.
Yeah,
I can't keep up with them.
That's right. Well, you're keeping up now, brother. You definitely are.
You know? Yeah, we went on a bike ride to Brewster's, a 2.5 mile today, and that was the funniest thing because you know he's like, oh yeah, look at me go, and then he was, Dad, how fast do we go? Because of course I have my. I'm data mining everything.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, our average speed was 7 miles an hour. What was our max speed? It's like 20. It's like, oh my gosh, that was amazing. How fast have you gone, Dad?
That's right. That's right.
A lot faster than that, but a lot longer.
Yeah.
So one day you'll be able to keep up with me.
That's it. That's it. It's so good. So good. I mean, those physical things are really important to get started, you know. And I think the last thing to, if you want us to think about morning habits, Adam, and, you know, one thing that I try to do, and I've started incorporating it when I jump on the bike, is just that mental exercise. And, you know, spiritually, you know, that time with the Lord is so important, physically getting moving. But I think it's important as Christian men, you got to constantly be trying to stay sharp and learning new things and challenging yourself. And sometimes depression and all these other things start hitting you just when you get stuck in a rut. And it's up to us as men to take it on ourselves to try to grow. You know, so if it's a self-help book, if it's a book on finances, if it's a book on coaching, whatever you know you're interested in, find 5 minutes or 10 minutes, right? And try to get that brain going on something else. I like doing it on stuff outside of work.
That's interesting. I think that, I mean, I agree with you on that, but I think you can do it. The subject doesn't matter. I think it needs to be something that intrigues you and that stretches you beyond what you know. Mainly because a lot of the stuff that I read outside of the Bible, I'm not a big reader anyways. I like to listen to podcasts or audio books or whatever like that. But when I do read, it's usually business improvement of stuff, just so that I can be a better manager. How do I be a better this? What skill do I need to achieve here?
Good stuff.
To help push my career further along. So
yeah.
And I think it needs to stretch you.
That's right. That's right. And you know, you can be stretched. I'm so glad you said that, because you can be stretched. It doesn't have to be a book. Maybe it is a podcast or something like that. But something to get you thinking, and to, like I said, stretch you, get you. I like get out your comfort zone, and start thinking about who you are as a man and where are you trying to go as a man. Because I mean, if we're ultimately we're trying to grow, and to do the next thing. So.
Well, that's actually a good question. If you're trying to grow, how do you grow without that vision, right?
Right.
You gotta future set some things in order to achieve. So when it comes to the physical routines, in order to do these physical routines, you gotta set that baby goal. And that's a future thought.
Right.
You know, you gotta think into the aim out ahead of you and then work backwards to figure out what are those steps you need to take to get there.
That's right.
And spiritually, I think in those steps, if you will, it's always been hard for me because I've always wanted to be a prayer warrior, but it doesn't come naturally to me, but knowing where things are in scripture and reading it comes easier to me.
Right.
So trying to stretch to be reading a book on that, or trying to implement that with my family, pray more.
Good point. Good point. Well, I tell you what, we've really hammered on the morning habits, and we've give you guys some things to think about from a physical standpoint, definitely spiritual, that is most important, and a mental standpoint. So we're going to take a break, and then we're going to jump back, and we're going to talk about some things that you can do when you get home from work, because that's often when we make the biggest mistakes, is when the day's done and we're coasting down. So we'll take a break. We'll be right back. Today is a great day to start your own podcast. Whether you're looking for a new marketing channel, have a message you want to share with the world, or just think it'd be cool to have your own talk show, podcasting is an easy, inexpensive, and fun way to expand your reach online. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch, promote, and track your podcast. Your show can be online and listed in all the major podcast directories like Apple, Spotify, Google, and more, within minutes of finishing your recording. Podcast isn't hard when you have the right partners, and the team at Buzzsprout is passionate about helping you succeed. Join over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their messages out to the world. Let's create something great together. Visit thelionwithin.us/buzz to let Buzzsprout know we sent you, and you'll get a $20 Amazon gift card if you sign up for a paid plan. That's thelionwithin.us/buzz. All right, guys. So Adam and I, we've been talking, and we're so excited now to talk to you about the evening stuff. And I'll tell you personally, this is one for me that can be tough. And maybe we'll start off on, just like we did it from a morning standpoint, let's start off spiritually. And for guys that are working hard, that they're out there, they're doing their best all day long, you can be tired at the end of the day, man. You don't have, you may not feel like picking up that Bible and, you know, reading through some scripture. And the one thing that I want to challenge everybody with, and something I'm challenging myself with, so there's some conviction here too, yeah, is put some scripture in your mind before you go to bed. You know, really, yeah, the question is, what is the last thing in your mind before you go to bed, right? So if you can replace that video game or, you know, whatever that is, that TV show, with a piece of God's word, what could that do for you in your life? And that's something, man, that I'm trying to make that shift to. I'm not 100% there yet, but, you know, that's an idea, right?
Right. And, you know, for us, you know, we have a 9-year-old son, and so I think we do a great job of modeling what every night looks like. We try to instill in him being able to get his normal, you know, showering and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But then we sit down and we read a book. We read, we have this 3-minute devotional for boys. And that's been really fun, that it's something designed to help boys be brave in the Lord. Okay. And that's been a lot of fun to read. And then, you know, we talk about like, hey, but what's been 3 good things? You know, we look for those things that we can, like, mm-hmm, Psalm says, you know, rejoice and be glad in it. No matter what that day is, I mean, we've had hard days. And no matter what that day looks like, it's like you have to find 3 things that happened today that was good. And if the only thing you can come up with is I was breathing and I made it here, like, hey, that's a good thing. You're here, that's right? You know,
there's so many people in the cemetery that can't say that, man.
That's right. And so we do that 3 good things, and that's been really, really helpful because, you know, we're trying to model that for him.
Right.
It's something that we have done and we still do, and we're trying to incorporate that in multiple places throughout the day. So when we're sitting at the dinner table, that's something that we try to do, so that we're just talking about what's happened in life. And then how can we focus on the areas that we should be rejoicing?
Yeah. I love that. 3 good things. I mean, that's a tip, guys, I think everybody can jump on and try to make that your priority. And one thing that Adam, when you just said it, just popped in my head. Guys, we have to lead our family in prayer, period. Hmm. You know, I mean, and that's got to be a daily habit. Now, in the morning... Yeah. It doesn't really happen a lot in the morning. For me, the morning habit of prayer happens on the way to carpool when I'm taking my girls to school. We know when we get in the car, they start praying, and it's a carousel. My oldest, my middle, my 3-month-old, I let her get by without praying because it'd be just kind of weird right now. But you know, and then I close the prayer, right? So that's kind of the spiritual time in the morning. Now in the evenings, I think it's important for Lions that are leading their families, you know, you got your kids need to hear you pray at the dinner table, you know, or make them pray, make that a one of their habits. And then a prayer at the bedtime, you know, I think Adam, you said you read that book. That sounds like an amazing book that you're reading with Joe, and, you know, just having a, you know, dedicated time of prayer. And here's the one that's going to convict you guys, because it convicts me the most. You need to pray with your wife every day. And that scares so many guys, and I get it. It can be scary because it can be tough to pray with someone in general, much less your wife. But she's supposed to be your person and your partner. Right. And, you know, I think like everything else, when you started working out, it wasn't easy. It gets easier, you know, but it's something that we got to be intentional about doing.
I agree 100%. You know, for me, going back to what you said earlier, you know, I really love what you do when you pray going to school. That's something that we try to do. I'll have to admit, I'm not 100% in it because sometimes we're late and I'm trying to throw him out the door to the bus. But most days we try to huddle up right before we send him out to the bus stop let's pray, you know.
Right.
And what's interesting is I've learned through listening, because what I do is I'll pray one day, then my wife will pray the next day, then our son will pray. And so we carousel each day. It's your turn to pray.
Okay.
And it's been interesting. They're listening because my son prays in the same cadence that I do.
Yeah.
He starts his prayers. I didn't realize I had a ritual, if you will. Like I say the similar beginning and a similar ending every time. And he picked it up.
Yeah.
And it's really like, it took me back. Like, I got to, at first it was like, oh, that's so cute. And then it was like, he's listening, really intently listening. And so I got to make sure what I'm praying for is not just like, thanks, let's be a good day, bye, you know, like basic prayers. Like, all right, we got to include, like, what are we asking for? What are we giving to God? And what are we asking from him? And what do we need?
Right.
You know, that daily bread. So,
yeah,
that one was eye opening. It only hit me a few weeks ago that he prays like I pray.
Man, they're watching all the time.
All the time.
All the time. So, I mean, you got to keep that in mind, guys. And you know, what habits do you want your kids to have? I mean,
right.
I think it's pretty awesome that Adam's son has picked up some of those habits, and, you know, he's modeling some of that prayer life that you have, man. That's, to me, that's killer.
Yeah. And, you know, some of it started with, we have a basic prayer for dinner. Yeah. And it was, you know, that's just what we say. And sometimes it's like, oh, does that really mean anything? It's like, well, at this stage of life, no, it doesn't mean, like, we're just teaching him.
Right.
This is what we do.
That's right.
And then, you know, it starts to grow from there. But
that's right.
I like also what you said too about praying with your wife. Mm-hmm. You're right. When you first start, it's a little weird. It's a little vulnerable, intimidating for sure. But
probably the most manly thing we can do, though.
Really, I agree.
You know,
it's impressive.
I mean, you may be able, guys, you can go out there and do 30 pull-ups without coming off the bar and run a 7-minute mile and, you know, swim 3 miles in the ocean. That's great. Can you sit down and pray with your wife?
Can you open your heart up?
You know, do you know what her prayer requests are right now? If I were to ask you,
mm-hmm.
You know, I know what my wife's prayer requests are because we pray together, you know, and I think as being a spiritual leader and a lion, that's so important, you know? So
There's
some great tips there. Now the physical for lions in the evening, I don't have a lot here, Adam, other than my thoughts are here. Don't get sucked into the couch. All right. I mean, that's the place I think so many guys, they just shift to their home. They feel like they've earned that couch, man. There's so much more. My thing, what I'm trying to start and do more of and be intentional about is just getting outside, just get some fresh air and get outside. Right? Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's hard to do with the elements at times.
Sure. But-
We've been putting off for a long time buying house furniture because it's expensive, and with supply chain issues, like, it's not coming anytime fast. So
right.
Why even try? But, I really want a swivel chair in our living room. Two swivel. Of them, actually.
Okay.
Swivel one.
Okay.
Because I don't want the chairs to all face one direction in the room. I want to be able to have conversation and turn the chairs in.
Be able to rotate.
And so, yeah. So I want to sit down in a chair and not look at the TV. I want to turn and look at that. But if your chairs are, you know, hard to the floor, they look one way. And it really comes down to, like, yeah, we have shows we love to watch.
Right.
But there's been a few of the shows that, like, as I've gotten through a few episodes, I'm like, why are we even watching this? Like, this is not great. Like, it's entertaining for sure. But when you sit back and think about it, it's like they've completely erased God, or they're making fun of him blatantly. Yeah. And I'm sitting here going, you know, this is awesome. You're throwing popcorn in my mouth. Like,
right.
To your point, like, being intentional, trying to sit down when you're wrapping the day up, sitting down and getting knee to knee with
right.
company or your family,
sure.
You know, your spouse, instead of looking at a TV screen.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, Adam, let's take one more break. Then we'll jump into mental and talk about a few more things as we give our lines these good habits. All right, guys, we're back on this. And Adam just gave us some great things. And by the way, for the listeners out there who know what type of swivel chair Adam should buy, send us that DM. Let us know so we can get him hooked up, okay?
It's got to pass the aesthetic test.
That's right.
I don't know if I'm in charge of that.
That's
one,
right. So. Well, he can pass that off to the CEO of the house and see what she says about it. So send Adam that swivel chair information. And,
that's
you know,
right.
from a mental point in the evenings, you know, one thing, you know, you and I, we've done a couple of podcasts with some guests and we talked about burnout.
Oh, yeah.
You know, burnout's real. I mean, that stuff, it will get you. You know, if you burn the candle at both ends, eventually they meet, right? And
right.
Then the candle's not going to burn anymore. So you got to know when to shut it down. And for one, you got to remember to take the Sabbath. And that's something that I have been convicted about lately. So I'm starting now on Sundays to lay down. I haven't yet figured out that whole sleep thing in the during the daytime, but at least I'm trying to lay down, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I think we just got to, man, from a mental standpoint, we got to know when to unplug. Because as men, we're always trying to figure out stuff as men and leading our families and the next thing that's on our plate. And, man, you got to unplug and figure out a good way to shut it down in the evening so that you can rest, because you're not going to be able to fight the fights and the battles that we as men are fighting right here, especially as Christian men, if you're burning out.
Right. And I would say to piggyback off that, you got to watch out with what that vice is.
Right.
You know, because, if you know, you and I, like when we were talking, I was convicted that my thing was playing this silly, stupid card game. Like,
right.
It is the most basic mind-numbing thing. But what's really happening is the lights and the pictures and the flashes and all that is just stimulating me. So no matter how late I play it,
right,
I'm not getting tired. I'm being kept up. And yep. Then when I turn it off, then I'm laying there like, well, now what do I do?
Right.
So I think it's important to figure out what works for you. And it can be a lot of different things, but something that's not stimulating you to the point that it's keeping you up. Like, you know, we do a pretty good job, and it drives me nuts because I like bright lights. I feel like I'm going a little bit deaf. I play in bands and stuff like that and I feel like I've lost my hearing, but I love to have speakers really loud because I can't right. hear, and lights really bright because I like to see where I'm walking. I've stepped on enough Legos in my day.
Right.
And my wife doesn't like overhead lighting, and that's okay. It's just her preference.
Right.
And so we do a good job of keeping low light throughout the house.
Right.
And, you know, at night it actually makes you tired. So when it's time to go to bed, like I can fall asleep nicely.
Right.
But I think you got to figure out what that is. And I'm still trying to figure out what my nighttime routine is in terms of winding down.
Yeah.
But it's definitely trying to turn the TV off more.
Yeah.
And not look at the phone.
And it's tough, man. I mean, at Toon Blast, you know, those that have got to 5,500, that's my level. So if you can beat me, let me know, you know, because, I mean, it's so easy. And it's such a stupid game. And it's just, it's ridiculous. But I shoot a question that I led off with. Do you find yourself worshiping at the altar of your smartphone? And I tell you what, for me, the answer is yes, many times. And I got to stop it, you know, checking
right.
LinkedIn or checking Instagram or checking email and all the things, man. So, I mean, like I said, in the evenings, trying to find a way to unplug that and insert something else. Maybe it's a book. Maybe it's actually right. just talking to your wife, you know, and having a conversation.
Or something that I've recently been trying to teach my son. It's okay to be bored.
Right.
Like, we live in a culture now that is
always
just instant gratification, everything. And, you know, you can cook rice now in 30 seconds in the microwave.
Right. Right.
It actually tasted really good. I was surprised, but,
right.
But still, like, instant gratification. And I remember growing up laying in the floor and be like, Mom, I'm so bored. And she was like, okay,
yeah,
go outside if you want. Like,
right.
I don't care. It was right. okay to be bored and have nothing. Now you don't. So it has been nice. There have been a few times where I'll sit down and purposely just not do anything.
Yeah. And I think you got to be mentally ready to do that. I know for me, that actually increases anxiety.
Like really?
When there's nothing, when I don't know the next thing, for me, that's when I feel like, all right, I got to do something. You know, I got to fill that void with something. You know, I used to fill that void with food. I still do with peanut M&Ms. That's why I run every day, right? So it's just you do that kind of stuff. But it's just like,
yeah,
you're right. And I don't know if that's just a culture we're in, but it's like we always have to be doing something or need to know what the next thing is. And I mean, I'm a natural planner. I'm a natural worrier. And I think those types of things, you know, we got to figure out ways as men to to move past that and to replace it, like you said, with some good, wholesome things. And I love the fact that you said we need to be comfortable being bored. And, you know, we don't always have to feel like we need to have everything figured out for our kids either. You know, shame on us. We feel like we have to constantly keep them entertained. No, you don't. They're kids. Like, I mean, you don't always have
to have
that.
They can literally pick up a stick and make a million different toys out of it.
That's right.
It's amazing.
That's right. That's right. Well, Adam, this has been, I think, a lot of good habits, man. From a health standpoint and building some good habits in the morning, in the evening, that our lines out there can think about. So any final thoughts you have before we wrap it up here?
Yeah, I thought of one last one, you know, as a wind down technique is, you know, and my wife's really good at this, is just making a to-do list for the next day.
Okay.
And that is a way of organizing ourselves so that we are productive when we start the day off right. So as a wind down technique, and we don't do this on our phones, we pull out a good old piece of paper and pen and make that list. That way we're not being stimulated from screens. And we go through and figure out what do we want to do tomorrow? What do we need to accomplish? That's a lot of times where I'll offload like what my work looks like and what, you know, she will tell me kind of what the house stuff is going on in terms of like what our son may be doing or this appointment or whatever. It's a good way for us to make sure we're on the same page. And just kind of brain dump it. Also, it's out of our heads. It's not rattling in there when we're trying to sleep.
No, I love it. I love it. That's great. Great idea. You know, making those lists coming up. And then what is that also doing for your marriage? That's bringing you guys together, communicating. Mm. That's giving you a chance to avoid those, let's call them, those disagreements or those miscommunications where, hey, well, I had this going on tomorrow. Well, I didn't know about this going on tomorrow, right? Because if you're making that list and you're checking it together, you're able to fend that off at the head, man. So great stuff there. Great stuff.
Yeah, man.
This has been a lot of good information, guys. So, I mean, definitely, you know, go back, make some notes, you know, check out our spiritual kickoff on Monday. Come back on the Fun Friday episode. And I tell you what, guys, really think about that question, though. You know, do you worship at the altar of your smartphone? And if you're convicted by that question, you're probably you have found the line within us for a reason. You know, we're here to help you through it. And I'm not here to sit here and I'm not going to hammer you on your smartphone, but I do want to challenge you, because if we're not challenging each other and growing, you know, we're not going to be able to lead the families the way we need to lead. So
that's right.
The biggest thing that I'm going to ask the lines out there, if you like this, if this is a good conversation, if it's helping you, share it with somebody. The worst thing you can do as a Christian man is put this in your pocket and keep it. You know, you need to be bold enough to share this with a brother, because those brothers in Christ, we have to constantly be looking and trying to help each other, make each other better. So share it with someone. Please give us that 5-star rating. Write a quick 1-sentence review. That really helps us a lot as we get this going. Go to our website, thelionwithin.us. Check us out right there. You can get all our content. We have a Bible study right there. You can get connected with us for our coaching program, all the things that we have in place to help you guys lead the families, because we know that you can do it, and we're here to help you, and we're here to be that iron that sharpens the iron. So, Adam, had a blast working with you, my friend.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Chris.
Absolutely. And, guys, go out there and unleash the lion within.
We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.